This is Joyce Russell in Iowa. In 4 months, voters here will launch the nominating process with the Iowa caucuses. At the Grove Cafe in downtown Ames, there was some excitement this week about Wesley Clark and curiosity. Dwayne Bundy is a college professor who was favoring Joe Lieberman among the Democrats. Now he's intrigued by Clark.
I think it's great. I think it's super that he's getting into the race.
I don't know him that well, but, you know, Eisenhower was a military person, and I thought he did well, and a Democrat from the military getting into the race. A few things I've heard him say, he's going to bring a different flavor to the Democrat Party than the candidates have at the present time.
While some said they want to hear what Clark has to say on national security, others, like painting contractor Tom Hinders, have qualms about a general in the White House.
Military men and generals have one goal, and that's war. Not that war is all bad, but I don't think we need somebody that's educated and trained his entire life to lead that. We've had enough of that. Let's try to settle what we have.
Some in the breakfast crowd had already heard the candidates debate, but now they want to see the general duking it out with the other nine, not just on military readiness, but on jobs and health care. For many, however, an additional contender just breeds confusion. Though the candidates have been coming to Iowa for months, friends Helen B. and Lucille Akala have not made up their minds.
There's so many people that are running, I'm just still trying to sift the chaff from the grain. I like Gephardt, I like Dean, I like Kerry. I mean, they all have something to offer. What do you think, Lucille?
I want to hear some more, but I definitely think we need a change. The economy is real bad. There are so many people out of work. And to put it bluntly, I don't think we need to be overseas, so I'm not certain on the candidates as yet.
The two friends may soon get the help they need to winnow the field. All the candidates, including General Clark, have been invited to the next debate this Thursday in New York City. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.